Now, back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
You know, I think I'm tight with a buck, and I'm cheap. This guy called us collect this morning. You did accept charges.
I thought you were going to give me a hard time about not bringing the coffee. I can't personally
coffee yet. That's all right. That's all right. You did accept charges, right, Pat?
Yes, of course
okay,
I did.
It is our pleasure to welcome from State Senate District 16, State Senator Kevin Kavanaugh. How are you, Senator?
Good, good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me on. And first of all, really, you guys, thanks for what you're doing. I mean, it's, in this crazy time of uncertainty, it's nice to have kind of our routine of having you guys, listening to you guys in the morning, have you on. It helps people more than you know, really. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, Kevin, thanks for the
Thank
kind
you.
Words.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just doing what we do. It's easy to get caught up in the, oh, my God, and people
right.
don't need that, man.
Well, they
yeah,
get it everywhere
right.
else. That's a, it's yeah. all over.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
you, can
it's nice.
You can go to any media outlet, and they're going to be screaming and wringing their hands, and oh my God, we're going to die. The sky is falling, and no, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who we are.
Right. Everyone's got. We're going to get through it. It's going to be some trying times, but you're right. We're going to listen to what the these agencies are telling us and stay separate. And we're going to be fine. We'll get through it. It's just going to be some trying times, but we'll get through it. All right, that's for sure.
So. What are you? How are you weathering it? I mean, you're not obviously running to the Senate now, so what are you doing?
Well, I haven't put a tie on in about 3 weeks. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I bet you like it.
So there's some
some
adaptations that are working for us.
That's right. I've been in sweats more than a suit, so that's good. So, no, but I still work. We have three groups I have. My full-time job at the IBEW. All three groups are essential, so they're all working.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiated some agreements with the company to have about 160 people in our call center work from home. So it's been some challenges, but it's been good for people. And it's just you got a lot of people that are going through some health issues, and just to be safe at home and working from home, it's been good. But it's just my workload there hasn't lightened up, but it's. It's been a lot of things going on. Like even yesterday, Senator Rosenwald sent a letter to the governor about covering like testing out of network, to having the insurance companies waive that out of network cost because mostly it's really important just to get people tested, and to get hit with a big bill at the end of this is not something that's going to help people. So I'm hoping the governor agrees and gets on the insurance companies about that. Hopefully.
Well, now you the Senate. Has been suspended through, I think, May 4th, if I remember correctly.
May 4th, correct.
Okay. So, but are you still meeting? Are you still, and what do you want us to do? I mean, when you were hearing bills, we could send letters, we could do, make calls, do whatever. But because everything's been suspended for the bills that are still there, do you want us? People are home now. So do you want them sending letters? I'm confused at what we're doing.
Yeah, we're still. I still have access to my email. All the legislative aides are working from home. They have access to their emails, access to voicemails. So if anyone has anything, please email it. We're responding to people if they have any needs outside of this pandemic. So we are still open for business. It's a little more restrictive with the meeting because there's a lot of constitutional laws that we're trying to really get through. Of course, we're meeting with the caucus through Zoom, but you've got to have some through committee meetings and everything. You have to have some public comments, and it's just getting that technology and getting everything up to speed. So it's going to be accessible to people, but as well as done the correct way. So that's really the struggles we're going through right now and trying to work through that. But I'm hopeful. Hopefully, we can get back in May. I think it might be kind of tight still. We'll see. But with the Senate, there's 24 of us. It's a little easier, but when you get to the House with 400 members, that's going to be a challenge, I think.
Well, and let's face it, kiss the rooms and meals tax goodbye. We're doing nothing for that. So you've got to put a budget together in a relatively short period of time to reflect what is going on now. That's going to be no small trick.
It's going to be something. It's going to be, I mean, it's nice getting that federal money coming in. And we're going to have $1.25 billion coming into the state. We're working through that process right now. And ideally, I would like to see just my thought. I'd like to see it go through the fiscal committee. And, I mean, that's going to be big for the state and any money going forward, because there's going to be some shortfalls with everything. I mean, everyone's staying home. It's just it's been a real shock to the economy. So I think that money is going to help a lot. And I also want to say, too, with if people haven't, and with the unemployment fund and people really loosening some restrictions to get people paid that are out of work, and just want to put that plug in to tell people to please apply. That money's there for times like this, and it really keeps people going with tough times like this.
Well, you know, I want to see everybody back on a paying basis. I mean, the restaurants, God bless them, doing the takeout service and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing takeout from a restaurant now, I'm tipping 20-25%, trying to help the workers.
Yeah, it's great, too, the same way here. La Coretta down here, right over by me, we love there. We've been there a couple of times, too, to takeout. And it's important because there's a lot of people. One of my wife's good friends, she's a server at the back room, and it's just, I mean, God, your income's just gone. And
yep.
It's just, it's devastating, it really is.
Yeah.
You know, La Coretta does a great beef and bean burrito, and their margaritas are like the size of a Buick hubcap. If I could get that to go with the beef and bean burrito, I'd be happy.
Well, you know what they're doing? They're selling the mix to go, but you have to add your own alcohol when you get home.
Smart.
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah,
that's smart.
So you can get a little bit of the more of the flavor.
I like that.
That's right.
So you want the public, if you can go to nh.gov, the state website, you can go to the legislative page, you can see some of the bills, what the status is when everything was, brought to a halt. If you still have concerns, you can still send emails in support or opposed to legislation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm on my emails every day. I'm going through the emails, and people are sending those in. So if there's, and it's not just for this, like I said, not just about the crisis we're in, but anything else they want to talk about, or if there's bills or potential bills that they want to talk about, we are responding, and we'll get back to anyone that reaches out.
Are we going to get back into? I mean, you know, we have a gubernatorial election. We've got a U.S. Senate election. We've got a bunch of elections coming up. Are we going to get back into that mode quickly, or are people out of that mode right now?
I mean, I just think people are so far out of it, because everyone's so concerned about what's going on. The reality is it's gonna be ramping up over the summer. And, I mean, I just don't see us turning a switch on and changing everything back to normal. I think it's going to be a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of that is going to be, I mean, we definitely have an election coming up, and everyone will be out there working all summer, I'm sure. It's just... But the forefront, the most important thing, is really making sure everyone's healthy and safe, and hopefully this thing doesn't rear back up in the fall or winter of next year or this year. So
you're right. That is rule one, because otherwise nothing's going to come back if we're not healthy. So
exactly right. And so it's this weird new norm. It's just it'd be interesting to see what it's like when we get back, because it's I think things have changed. That's for sure.
I'm hoping that when the pandemic is passed, I don't want people jumping on the boat early and getting
right,
out there.
Right.
But when it's passed, I think we're going to go retail crazy. We're going to go shopping. We're going to go out eating. It's just going to be boom. People are going to get back to normal.
I think so. I think people are dying to go. It's funny. I saw someone posted something. It's like your dogs. You're at home walking around looking for something to eat and can't wait to go for a ride in the car.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of people have taken more naps during this work at home than they ever have since they were kids, and they've probably gained about 5 pounds because I got nothing to do, so I'm just eating and snacking all day.
Yeah, it's true, too. But one thing that's funny, too, I've seen more people out walking and running. Neighborhood's kind of quiet, and I've seen more people out the past couple of weeks than ever before. So it's good with that. Hopefully people are getting out
and
getting some kind of exercise.
Oh, absolutely. State Senator Kevin Kavanaugh, Senate District 16. That's Dunbarton, Bow, Hooksett, Manchester 1, 2, and 12, and Candia.
Correct.
Did I get that right? I did get that right.
You got them all.
Cool. All right. Well, look, I will see you sometime in the not-too-distant future. I'll give you a few bucks so you don't have to call us a lot.
thanks. I really appreciate
just it. Just
a
second. Kevin,
the best. Guys, I appreciate everything you're doing. Keeping this great show going is really important to people. I appreciate it.
The best to you and your family, Senator, and stay well, and we'll check in again soon.
Same to you guys. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
See you, Kevin.
Thanks.
Bye. 743.
Awesome.
State Senator Kevin Kavanaugh. Like I said, Bo Dunbarton, Hooksett, Candia, and Manchester 1, 2, and 12.
Perfect.
So,
All right. And more company on the way?
Really?
Stop.
Are they calling Collect 2? I can't submit expenses now, so this is.
All right, so we'll just go easy on this.
All right.
I'll put out a quarter jar.
Okay, good. 743, back with something after this.